Welcome to the Bambushi Happy Hour. I am Peju Bambushi Roethlisberger.
Hi, everyone, and I'm Naomi Bambushi.
And this is the Bambushi Happy Hour Pop Edition. How are you, Ma?
I'm doing wonderfully, sweetie. Everything is great on my end. What about you, daughter? How are you?
I am good. I don't really have anything to complain about. It's a beautiful day. I mean, I think it's a little overcast, but the weather's still nice. And I'm happy to be doing this episode here with you today.
Okay, good. What's going on, daughter? What do we want to start with?
I think first off, we probably need to take a little toast.
All right. Good.
We're going to take a toast. What are we toasting with? Tequila? We have some Eagle tequila today. So are you ready, Ma?
I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay.
Okay. You ready?
I am. Yes.
Okay. All right, daughter.
I'm ready.
Let's put them up. Here is to long life and prosperity, health, wealth, and happiness. Salud.
Salud.
Okay. Ooh, good. Great. Oh, my.
All right. Ooh, all righty. Okay, so we need to get into some pop culture. I'm going to say this now. You see, the president of the LA City Council, Ma, she resigned. You heard all those little comments and racist stuff that she said.
I read that a couple days ago. Yes.
Yeah. So I'm glad that she resigned, and some of those other people, I think, are taking a leave of absence. Really disappointed. It's a disappointing their behavior, especially for their brown people.
Right.
She's a brown woman.
Right.
So
a minority herself.
Right. Okay, so let's get in. I know you don't really like to talk about this person, but this person is...
Oh, no, I'll talk about him. I can't have that attitude, daughter. I have to talk about whatever's being talked about. I know. Go ahead.
He's in the news. So, you know, Kanye West was locked out of his Twitter and Instagram account. And, you know, for a good reason. Jamie Lee Curtis, Sarah Silverman, Meghan McCain, the Black Jewish Entertainment Alliance, John Legend, ALC, they all condemned Kanye West's comments in his tweet.
Yeah.
He said he would soon go DEFCON 3 on Jewish people. Now, obviously, this is anti-Semitic. Should Kanye be permanently banned from Twitter and Instagram, and should more celebrities come out against his behavior?
I'm going to say this about the ban from Twitter permanently. I need to, you know, really just assess that a little bit further. I need like more information. I need to know more about their policy, what they do and don't allow. They seem to have allowed a lot from a lot of different people. And if he isn't permanently banned, he certainly is on the verge of being banned.
Mm-hmm.
I can say that for sure.
But Louis Farrakhan is
banned. No, he's what?
He's banned. He's banned, I think.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, he's an anti-Semite, although he is part Jewish. You know that, right?
No, I didn't know that. I know he is deeply mixed.
No, baby, I just saw that. I think it was legit. I think it was really? Legit. They did this whole thing about his ancestry. Okay, look, let's stick with Kanye.
Okay.
I wouldn't have a problem if they did decide to ban him, okay? I personally would have no problem with it, okay? I'd be fine with it, okay? I would not think that it's excessive. So let me answer it that way. Okay, this thing of should and shouldn't, you know, there's shades of gray with everything. But in my opinion, it's fine if he's banned. You got me?
Yeah, you know what I think? I think I don't like to just ban people, but I think that Kanye will go to the extreme, and he's been a multiple offender.
Well, he's destructive. I didn't finish my part, but go ahead.
Go ahead. My bad.
I was just speaking on the part about him being a ban, but what I really think that would be as effective or even more effective would be if more people, more of his peers in the entertainment business would speak up about their opposition to his behavior. I think that would be very effective. If he heard more from the people work with him, people in his field, his peers, okay, I think that that would make him stop and think, you know, maybe I am going down the wrong road. Maybe I have gone a little bit too far. I think he should be challenged. I think he should not be allowed to continue to attack people and spread all kinds of lies and all sort of fantastical things. I think he should have been challenged a long time ago.
Okay? Yeah.
When he was saying things like slavery was a choice, you know, and I mean, things that are just asinine on its face. Things that are untrue, things that are offensive, things that are inhumane, things that are cruel. I think he should have been confronted a long time ago,
but
better late than never. And I think that would be as effective, is if not more effective, than even banning him from Twitter. Maybe not more effective, but I think that would help shut his nonsense down.
You know what, Ma? I totally agree with you. I think there has to be, you know, people who are at his level, and I don't want to say above anybody's level, but you get where I'm coming from.
Yes, absolutely.
Speak.
Out here in the field and know what's happening.
And, and they need to, and they don't need to keep saying, "Oh no,
it's not making excuses for him."
Stop. What I will say is, and I mentioned this to you, the people who are diagnosed with bipolar. There have been people who have been speaking out against him and saying that bipolar does not cause me to be a racist or anti-Semitic.
Of course
not. Do not blame that, your diagnosis or so an episode, on being bipolar or you know, your racist rant. Don't do that. And so I have a big issue with that. And I want more people to speak out as far as, you know, just kind of silencing Kanye. I think he needs to be silenced for a significant period of time. I'm not going to say forever. I'm a little bit concerned because of Elon Musk, who will be taking over Twitter. It looks like that. And, you know, reached out to Kanye. And he says, "Welcome, my friend," or so, or something my friend he said to him. But then they're saying that Elon talked to Kanye about his tweet. And was, you know, even Elon apparently didn't like what Kanye said.
We'll
see. You know,
Let's see how it all goes. Yeah.
Let's see how it goes. But stop making excuses. Stop making excuses.
Absolutely.
And, you know, just because we are, you know, have the same ancestry, we don't need to make excuses. We need to help. And we need to be honest.
And we need to be truthful. Right. It's not, the problem is not going to get better if it isn't acknowledged.
Right.
You know? Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So let's move on to another thing that's been in the news lately, the most recently, which is the show Atlanta. And they did an episode in which it appeared as though they were mocking Tyler Perry. So this could be a composite of different characters because they reference like Willy Wonka and the Wizard of Oz, but they clearly were referencing Tyler Perry. So Vanessa, played by Zazie Beetz, and her daughter Lottie, were they take stage. They're center stage in this episode. So Zazie Beetz's character Vanessa has a minor role in a sitcom that's filming on this huge studio in Atlanta called Chocolate Studios, which is run by a very strange and elusive man named Kirkwood Chocolate, and that he's played by Donald Glover. The name of the episode is called Work Ethic. Kirkwood, who sports like a weird accent via an intercom, is charmed by Lottie's daughter, who ad-libs something, and he gives her a much larger role and is moving forward and developing her into like this next big star without actually talking to Vanessa. And so everything kind of ensues from there. So I know we're not specifically talking about Atlanta, but what do you think about the mocking Tyler Perry and this episode in particular?
I think it was silly. I think it was ridiculous. I think the character was some sort of a composite or amalgamation, as you always say, daughter, between the Tyler Perry The Wizard of Oz, and I don't know who else was supposed to be
Willy Wonka.
In there. I guess with the chocolate reference or whatever. I don't know what cuckoo-ness it was. It was very silly. And I thought it was, there's two things that happen. When people mock you and do things like that and make movies and stories and you're the butt of you're the star of a satire and so on and so forth, that kind of thing. When people do that kind of thing, you reach a certain level of fame, you know, and a certain level of power and can I say a certain level of iconicness, you know, so I'll put it like that. So there's some level of flattery, because it's almost like a silly homage, you know, to Tyler Perry. So right. You can look at it like that and take it very tongue in cheek and laugh at it. Okay. And or you could look at it and say, are they really saying that he is cuckoo? Because a lot of people say there's a thin line between genius and insanity. That's a very famous thing that people said for years. And you can look at it as if it's a personal attack, but it is a lame, toothless attack. Okay. And because I will, no matter what anybody ever says, I am so happy that there is a Tyler Perry. And I want there to be more people in the position of Tyler Perry. They may not get there in the same way. They may not use the same type of characters. They may not be, you know, whatever. They may get there in many, many different ways.
Okay.
But what I will say is this about Tyler Perry.
Mm-hmm.
I am happy that Tyler Perry has been able to introduce so many talented actors of color who otherwise we may not have gotten to know, or maybe much later, mm-hmm. or maybe in less significant roles, because so many actors of color, and I'll say Black actors, African-American actors, Hispanic actors, LGBTQ, on, if Tyler Perry had not introduced them, be it a comedic role, a silly role, a role that makes us laugh, a role where we laughed at the hair, the clothes, the buffoonery, the whatever, we embraced them and we learned to appreciate a whole nother generation, maybe even a couple generations at this point, of actors of color, because we start to see them in all kinds of roles now.
So I
pay homage to Tyler Perry personally.
So I wanted to address this, because me and you have our little private conversations, obviously,
yeah.
as mother and daughter. But what I was thinking, I did some research on this, and I started thinking about different things, and I think that Donald Glover also was kind of paying tribute to Tyler Perry.
Yes.
Also making fun of himself, because, you know, and we can look at it that way. I can appreciate the episode in a way that I don't think that you did. So when we actually get to the scene where we see the person who we think is representing Tyler Perry, and it's just outlandish, of course.
Right.
In the wall of his office is a lot of negative cartoonish characters.
The angry
Black woman, the absentee Black father. There's things obviously about, you know, colorism and whatnot. And we have Vanessa, who was kind of quick to dismiss all of Mr. Chocolate's Kirkwood Chocolates, all of his accomplishments, and yet she is benefiting from being on the show.
Right. And she saw that as an opportunity for herself and her daughter.
Correct. Yeah. And as a woman who seems to be confused, doesn't seem to really have much direction, you know, she said she, you know, got put on by a friend and all this other stuff, blah, 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 blah. Something that I read and found out was that Donald Glover and his team have had to deal with people coming at him for not really writing for women in a way that represented Black women well,
right,
in particular Vanessa, but women in general, especially just kind of, well, what does she do if the relationship doesn't work out with her and Earn, which it doesn't appear as though it did? There's like a lot of confusion and ambiguity
about their relationship.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And people put, and so that was also a
part
reason
of it.
Why, yes, they had her play this role, and why this episode was written by a Black woman, Janine Neighbors. It was directed by Donald Glover.
Right.
Written by a Black woman. So right. I had a better appreciation for it. And for all the people who were saying, oh, you know, Donald Glover was, you know, mocking Tyler Perry. He was mocking him. He was mocking himself.
Right.
He was paying homage to Tyler Perry.
Right.
You know, like, because, you know, and also, you know, looking at Vanessa, like, Vanessa, why are you not acknowledging all of the accomplishments? Like, oh, well, you know, he has that has helped all of these Black actors.
Right. Well, that's where I come in very heavy. Because that's what I know and that's what I appreciate. Good find, daughter. Good insight.
Yeah. So just wanted to say that. So I appreciate the episode a little bit better after doing a little bit
in a different way. Right.
And rewatching the episode. So yeah. I think Atlanta has reverted back to season one. And I just wanted to put that out there. So.
And I think in general, it was silly. It was
more funny, money.
And it was on point.
Okay. All right.
So let's talk about somebody else that has been in the news lately. And this is Russell Wilson. So Russell Wilson is not having a good start with the Denver Broncos. They're 2-3. He's had 4 touchdowns, 3 interceptions through 5 games. People are attacking him and Sierra, which I think is completely inappropriate.
Unfair, right.
Right.
I don't even know why I use that word fair, because we know it's not about fair. Okay. Right.
Just talk about his play on the field, okay? If you are an NFL commentator, a sports commentator, we are, you know, we give our opinions. Okay. That's what we do. We have fun with it. These people are supposed to be sports analysts anyway. Should Russ keep the slogan Broncos let's ride under these circumstances, or should he be quiet, or should he just continue to post stuff about Broncos let's ride? Because a lot of people
continue to post the stuff about Broncos let's ride. Do not let a few or even a lot of bad games, do not let it deflate you. Do not let that take your positive energy away. You stepped into it with all good intentions, all high energy, all intentions on winning. Do not let whatever number of bad games divert your energy. Focus on winning, focus on doing what you need to do. I'm assuming that this Bronco let's ride means that he's going to grind for them to win, and let that continue to be your focus. You know, your strategies and all that kind of stuff, that's for you professional football people to figure that part out. You know, obviously you might need to change some of that, you know, but keep that same attitude and that same energy. I remember when Cam Newton stopped that dap after Von Miller put fire on his ass in one of those games. All of a sudden,
in the Super Bowl, Ma.
Yeah, in the Super Bowl. Okay, and Cam, he ran off the stage during the interview. Oh, he couldn't finish the interview. Oh, no more dap. All that went because it really went. And he really didn't do it anymore. And he just went down. Yeah. He just went down. No, baby, you're going to have to put more than fire on me for a few games for me to go down. That's not a winner. A winner, you got to stay with that attitude. You know, that makes the difference. How many times you hear Michael Jordan say, I had the ball in my hand 50 million times. Guess how many times I missed it? 49 million times. But that other 1 million times I got it. But that 1 million, that's what made me Michael Jordan. Because you ain't counting how many times I lost. You count how many times I won. So you stay in there and you keep that nope, Russ, you keep on looking good and cute and handsome and with your family, and keep on your grind. If you need to grind more or grind differently, do that. Don't stop saying, let's ride. No, that's what you meant, and that's what you stay with. Don't let these people yappity yap change your mind. No, you stay with that winning attitude and get on it and do it even more, even harder. You keep that up. Because like I said, as soon as Kim, I never forget, he stopped all that dap and everything as soon as he lost. That's all it took to knock you out the pocket.
Well,
how many people said, well, I lost this time, but guess what? I'll be back again and again and again. I don't lose every time, you know.
I think Russ should be Russ. And I think that if Let's Ride is motivation for him, I think he should do it. I don't think that some of his other stuff he maybe calmed down a little bit on, but I think he should be.
Well, I'm talking about the Let's Ride. That's what you asked me about.
That's right.
And that's what I'm talking about.
And that's what him.
I don't think he's out partying every night. I don't think he's doing all that.
Nobody thinks he's doing any of that stuff.
Well, I'm just saying. No. And I mean, I don't think he's carrying on in such a way that's impacting his game. I think it's with the chemistry and with the players and with the game. You know, and they need to work on their game.
Listen, my positive vibes. He has another positive game vibe. Coming up. He has another game coming up on Monday. I think against the Chargers.
I wish him well every time he steps out on the field.
All right. Okay, so we're going to do another out-of-pocket.
You know Russ is my guy anyway. You know that.
I know he's your guy. Okay. I know this.
Don't let him get to you, Russ. Don't let him get to you. Play Hayden's from the side high. Get your own Why you riding mine?
You know, you can curse on this podcast.
Play your head from the sideline. Get your own shit. Why you riding mine? Okay. Don't forget that, Russ. Don't forget that.
So
maybe you were too young to remember that, but you better look it up.
He knows that. He's not that young.
Okay. Well, all right, Russ. Don't let people talk that stuff because they play head from the sideline. Go ahead. Okay.
So we're going to go into out of pocket or on the money. And so we have two victims. They're not victims. Okay. So 50 Cent's oldest son.
Oh God.
Marcus Jackson has been getting roasted online for an Instagram argument with his dad, where he claimed $6,700 wasn't enough cash flow for his mother to take care of him. So
what did he get that much of what?
A month.
A year?
So about $80,000 per year. And so he didn't feel that it was a lot or enough, I guess. And there was an Instagram post many years ago that that 50 Cent did that said broke, in which he had a money all on it on his Instagram
post. Yeah.
And so his son decided to do the same thing. And he said that he would pay his dad $6,700 for an entire day of his time. So, one more thing. And then Diddy, after that, he posted a picture of him as Kanan, in which he killed his son from power. So is either one of these 50 Cent or his son out of pocket or on the money?
They're all out of pocket.
Okay.
Get that mess off. If you all having real relationship problems, take that shit to therapy. Get it off the internet. Get it off. And son, you ain't paying nobody a damn thing, because if you're paying 50 anything, you're paying with money he gave you. So you just get on off of there.
Well, I think that his son is saying that. No, I think his son is saying maybe he wants quality time with his father.
That is what he's saying.
And I think
that's what he's saying. That is what he's saying.
But listen, to me on this, I think that 50 is wrong, because that I don't care how old the son is, life is short. You know,
wait a minute.
Not a pop.
You asked me about it being on the internet. I mean, you asked me about it being in social media, not who's right and who's wrong.
That's not true. I said, is either one of them out of pocket or on the money?
They're all out of pocket. All out of pocket because it is a personal matter that should not be carried on in social media. It's a relationship between a father and a son. The son is old enough to get the hell off social media if he got something he want to say to
his
father.
And so is the dad. And the dad too.
And the father is to double, triple old enough to get the hell off social media.
Right.
They all need to be off social media talking about their relationship and right. talk to each other.
Right. So, well, I agree. I'm just saying.
He's always going to be more wrong than his son because he is the leader. He is the father. So he's automatically more wrong than his son.
Right.
Well, he should triple double know better.
That's where I'm at, Mom.
Well, that's where the whole world is.
You really are having a good time over there. Okay. So anyway, we both agree that both of them are out of pocket and that 50 is even more so out of pocket. Is that, we'll be going with that?
Yes, and I don't know what, Puffy was saying. Puffy, go on over there and
Puffy
doing what? I thought you said Puffy was on there saying something too.
No, I made a mistake. I said Puffy okay. and I just didn't read right.
Oh, okay. That sounds funny. But anyway, go ahead.
No, Puffy is not involved in this. He's involved in enough. He's trying
to say Puffy got enough that he need to go ahead and squash.
Yeah. Okay. And finally, Ma, I don't know if you heard. Do you know Texas Pete? Do you know what that is? Texas Pete hot sauce?
Yes, it's not really made in Texas.
Yes, so a California man is suing the brand Texas Pete over the fact that the sauce is made in North Carolina and not in Texas. And apparently this man was very upset that he paid a premium price for this hot sauce that he thought was made in Texas, but was made in North Carolina. Do you know what the price was that he paid, Ma?
No, how much?
He paid $3.
Good. You know what?
Is this out of pocket or on the money?
He's out of pocket. I just hope they're not stupid enough to give him anything because isn't it disclosed where it's made?
Yes, it says.
Did he have to go hire private investigators to find out where it's made? Or is it on the bottle?
I think some people just want attention, but let us be quiet because if you try to sue us, we'll, sue you too. So get out of here.
Go. Hey, come for us, baby. We guarantee you'll be disappointed.
Right. This is it. Well, I don't know.
Oh, well, maybe not with you. Maybe they'll be happy. But you come this way, you'll be disappointed. Okay.
But what I will say is that
I'm like a boomerang, baby. You come for me, you throw it at me, it's coming right back to you.
What I will say is everybody has the right to sue, but should you sue is a whole nother story.
Whole nother question. Right.
Come on, you stop it, man. Stop.
You know, I mean, I don't think anybody tried to hide from you where the hot sauce was made.
All right. Okay, so.
Although they tell the woman that the coffee was had at McDonald's and she still sued successfully.
Yeah, they also had another one with McDonald's that came up recently, I think where there was some like Black franchise owners who sued McDonald's and their case was dismissed.
I think it just really depends.
It just depends.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So all right. So we're done with that, but there's a couple more things that I wanted to mention, just kind of an update. One is an update. Emile Duco's scandal, with
Nia
scandal.
Nia. Yeah.
So reportedly, the woman who had the affair with Emile is has been released, and it's a married woman. She's
yes, I heard Mormon, she's married.
Three kids, and she's
a Mormon.
She's Mormon.
Three kids.
And she's the Boston Celtics team service manager. Does this matter? Should Twitter care? Should we care?
Yes, she should be exposed. Why should only he be exposed? Okay. Because you know why? You know why? Because let me tell you, baby, you did the crime, you do the time. Why should you not be exposed? You're a co-partner. This is a partnership. You and Emile Uduko did it. You knew you had a husband. You knew you had kids. You knew you supposedly had strong religious convictions. You knew all that before you did it. And you knew you were violating and disrespecting everybody.
In my house.
Yeah.
And how about
be exposed?
And how about the people who always do this? You cheated on her and you had Nia Long at home?
Yeah.
How about that's just very ignorant, guys.
How about this?
The person that, listen, can I say this? Normally the person that somebody cheats with, they don't necessarily look as good as
it has nothing to do with the looks. I think
nothing to do with that.
Everybody knows better than
that. That's the person, that is the person who is the cheater. It is on them why they did it and whatever reasons they had, but that
has nothing to do with the looks. It's just something different. You could be the most beautiful person in the world, and you know, and then you know, people just the type who's going to cheat just going to go cheat. You know, it has nothing to do with your looks at all. You know, so we, you know, we should be beyond that. That's not the issue. You know, here's the thing. Here's the thing. I should have said it before. I didn't say it before. I'm going to say it now. This is what I want to say out of all of this, Nia. You know, you've had. The 50-something-year-old woman, you've never been married, you have two kids, you align yourself with a man that you barely ever lived with, you knew his career, you knew his reputation, then you go get engaged like you some little ingenue, you know, and which an engagement is a precondition to marriage. So if you don't believe in marriage, how can you believe in getting engaged? And that's all foolish. And you had a reason. There is some reason why you and this man aren't married. So you knew there was something, and you knew you have not been stable in that relationship, period. You've hardly ever lived together. You spent a great deal of time apart. So just what did you think he was doing? So Nia, you need to look at yourself too. And everybody's saying they feel so sorry for Nia. No, Nia, you made those choices. You know, you can get a man who's stable and will be, you know, more committed to the relationship. That's on Nia. I don't feel sorry for Nia either. You know, you go like the rest, Nia. And in fact, I feel less sorry for you than I would the average person because you have more options. So, you know, no. You know, so everybody get what they deserve. Udugo, you were so crazy, you know, to put your money in jeopardy over that nonsense, over a little bit of trim or whatever the hell you were doing with the woman. Okay, you're the one who had the most to lose. Okay, Nia, you know he wasn't committed to you in the first place. Not very much. No, he was not that committed. You've been with him too long, and you already got a child. We're talking about some damn engaged. Yeah. And you don't even live with him. This woman just arranged for you to move up to another town.
Why?
Be with him. So my opinion is that Nia, I don't feel sorry for none of y'all.
I don't
all get what you deserve. The woman deserves to be exposed. Ime, you deserve whatever you got, and Nia, you deserve whatever you get.
I don't think that you deserve to be mistreated. I don't think that
not deserve, but you are not any more immune to it than anybody else.
Maybe
the issue is not deserve. How about this? The issue is that's the way it goes. You're not immune to it.
Well,
you are susceptible to everything.
Well, how about
everyone else is susceptible to it?
Well, can I just say I don't think that she wanted her life exposed like this. I don't think she wanted.
But if she didn't want her life exposed like that, then why? She's the one who chose to put herself in that position.
Well, she didn't know that he would behave like this.
Who are you talking about?
Nia, I don't think that
she did know that he wasn't right.
Well, maybe, but it doesn't mean that all her business
would be nothing. What does she think he was doing? Why him and her are not married, not living together, and so forth, damn engaged.
Listen,
What's the hold up?
However, it doesn't mean you should behave that he should behave that way.
Nobody said he should behave like that, but what was the likelihood that he was not being faithful to her? The likelihood was huge.
Well, obviously something isn't exactly 100% correct because you wouldn't be engaged for that long period of time. But I got you.
Right. And they wouldn't be engaged. I mean, what are they waiting for? What the heck they engaged for?
Right.
How many years y'all gonna go together? You already started your family. You've been together for years. You got your money going, and you're all in deeply into your careers, and he's even into a second career. What are you still engaged for? Somebody just ain't that committed to the relationship. Or maybe neither one of them. I don't know. But whatever the case is, she had to know that some piece of the puzzle was missing. So because they would have been married. Okay, I'm out. But, you know, all of them, you got what you could have anticipated and figured that you was going to get. You, this woman cheating with a man she worked with, you didn't think it was going to come out?
Okay.
And I can go on and on with this.
All right,
it was predictable for all of them.
Okay, well, let's turn things to a much lighter situation where there was an article about a woman. I'm not going to say where it is. I will put it in the link in our YouTube channel. Her name is Amber, and she spent a lot of last year reevaluating her life. And the most important thing she had to do was change the type of guys that she was dating. She said most of them were emotionally immature and financially irresponsible.
Yeah, right.
She had to bail out. She said one guy wanted money because he couldn't make rent and he'd spend his whole salary on weed.
Now, wait a minute. Who are you talking about now? Amber?
Her name is Amber, yes. And this isn't from in The Insider. So anyway.
Okay.
Amber, another guy left his rusty old car at her home for 3 weeks, and he used AAA insurance. She had to use her AAA insurance to have it towed away.
All right.
She decided that she wanted something different, something better. So she went on this website in which she was able, called Seeking, and it's for millionaires. It's for women seeking millionaires.
Good.
And so she found a lot of different guys. She started talking to guys who were mostly in their 50s, and she was in her late 30s. She met one that was in her home city of San Francisco. And then she met another guy that went to Paris with her. The way the story ends, she had a lot of fun. One, he bought her an $11,000 Chanel bag, blah, 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 blah. She had fun. Good time.
Good.
She's still single.
Right.
Do you think it's a good idea for women to go on an app looking for millionaires? And do you think this means a better man or just a richer man?
It means a richer man. Of course it doesn't mean a better man.
Because this article is saying it was a better man, but she's still single.
Yeah. Well, she may be still single and he may be a better man.
Well, there were several men.
They could have all been better men and she could still be single. But one, we don't know that. But what we do know for sure is that they were richer than the broke-ass men she was dealing with that she had to pay their rent for them and all that. So we can assume that these guys are richer, but what is she really looking for? I'm confused.
And I'm confused.
What do you mean better? Better financially or better morals or better character? What does she mean better?
And do you mind, the way the whole thing started is that she was tired of having to pay for men.
She's talking about money. Right. I get it. She's only talking about money.
And so what I know,
but if she's primarily talking about money, then she did end up with men who were in better financial positions.
And she lived in San Francisco. So, you know, it's expensive in San Francisco.
Yeah.
So there's that. So I think, you know,
she didn't need anybody that she wanted to marry this guy. She's looking for marriage.
She's looking for a partner. I don't know if she's looking for marriage. So to me, she just seemed like she was looking for somebody that she wouldn't have to pay the bills. She claims that she's looking for a partner, but her job got in the way for the guy that was really, really nice. I'm like, well, you know, you're going to have to compromise if you want a certain type of relationship. If you want a marriage, you got to compromise. You got to do a lot of compromising. So I don't know. I just think that this app is cool. If you are a woman who wants to go for a fun experience, I don't think there's any like textbook on finding a husband like that can give you the right answer. I think it's to deal with, it goes back to the individual.
Well, there is a formula to finding a husband.
A
there
good husband? All right, Mel, let us know, and then we got to get out of here.
Well, good. Well, this thing about good, that remains to be seen. But okay, there is a formula to finding a husband. And you know what? And you know what that is?
What is it?
Find a man who wants to get married. So many women spend their time with men who just don't want to get married. Okay.
That is very wise words.
And, you know, and they stay with them for years and then wonder why later on these men are cheating. Because
they want to change them.
Because they're not trying to settle down with one woman in the first place.
Change them, ma. If listen, if they meet the right person, then they'll be changed.
Right.
That's a joke, guys.
As I said, and you are right. It is a joke because, first of all, find a man that wants to get married. These right. women think that they're going to force or trick or do whatever men into getting married, and you're not going to do it. They either want to get married or they don't. So now you just spend your time worrying about the rest. You get a man who is in a place in his life where he wants to be in a marriage. Because if he wants to be in a marriage, that's your best chance of having a good marriage.
But also,
because he's willing, ready, able, and willing to be in a marriage.
Those are very, very wise words.
Yeah.
It's a difficult thing to, you know, try to find a man that wants to marry.
How easy is it to keep on finding bad men? How easy is that? In the end, isn't that the hardest lesson in the end?
Well, I think for a lot of women, I think a lot of times they feel as though they're attracted to a man and they may not necessarily be, they're looking for the physical attraction first and not trying to get to know a person's, you know, life goals and how they treat them.
Yeah. Which
you do that first and then yeah. attractiveness to me comes. So that's just me. That's just my personal thing.
But well, that's everybody.
I'm not
everybody's finding out their goals because that you want to know if marriage is one of their goals.
Right.
You know, that's how it's supposed to go. And that's one of the secrets to finding a good husband. Somebody who wants to be a husband.
Right. Yeah, too many women, a man is telling you they don't want to get married or, you know, whatever the case is, and they just keep going forward. And that's like a big issue. I mean, we all have been guilty of that. So, all right. So, Ma, is there anything that you want to say before we go?
Go. Is it that soon already?
Yeah, it's that soon. We've been running our mouths for a minute.
Oh, wow. It didn't seem, oh my goodness. I want to tell everybody go vote. And I want to tell all the people if you want to get married, you know, find out first if the person you're interested in is also interested in marriage. And if they're not, shuffle on off. Okay? Shuffle on off.
Is it the Cupid shuffle or no?
Shuffle on off.
Cupid shuffle. Okay, I tried.
Yeah, do the Cupid shuffle. That's right. Shuffle on off. If they're not interested in marriage and you are, shuffle on off. Now you can stay there and think you're going to change him, and then you got nobody to blame but yourself when 10 years down the road, you're going, ooh, I didn't know that he cheated on me. I didn't know. Is that what he was doing all these months he wasn't around me? All these years he was down the road somewhere? Ooh.
And you know what's funny, Ma, since you mentioned that, I just want to add on to that. You know, we always talk about, oh, I'm so old. Guess what? You're getting old every day. So you can pretend that story a year from now, 2 years from now, five years from now.
Time and tide wait for no man, okay? Right. The most valuable asset you have other than your health is your time, okay?
Right.
So everybody remember that. And, you know, while you're at it, take time to go vote.
Okay. Oh, wow. I like that dance move. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to the
band. In the meantime, if you're just having fun and you want to get your swerve on, get on that how to find a millionaire app. How to find a millionaire band.
Seeking.
Seeking.
I'll put it in.
If you just want to have fun, just go on that Seeking app. But yeah. Don't think you're coming up with a husband, okay? But if you just want to hang out and have a good time, okay.
All right. Okay. So thank you for listening to the Bambushi Happy Hour, guys. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, on Instagram, and Facebook at the Bambushi Happy Hour, and also at All Things Pays You. Guys, check out our Etsy shop, the Bambushi Happy Hour. Guys, we know when you're checking it out, so I need you to go and check it out. Also, subscribe on our YouTube channel, the home of the Bambushi Happy Hour, All Things Pays You. We appreciate you guys. We thank you so much. And finally, email us at info@bambushihappyhour.com for any comments or any questions. Guys, to be safe, and like Ma said, go vote. Bye, guys.
Bye.